Welcome to Biblical Stock Market Updates. I'm your host, Dexter Lyons. I'm the Senior Portfolio Manager of the LionX Mutual Fund. With each episode, I'll provide biblical insight on the stock market. I've been helping Christians actively manage investment risk since 1990. I practice what I preach, and I eat my own cooking, as 99% of my assets are invested in LionX. Join me today as we discuss timely and biblical market insights. The Issachar Fund, LionX, a BRI ESG fund, is about 55% invested in 24 growth stocks as of Sunday, July 26. I added more growth stock positions to LionX as my conviction level increased during this minor correction. Corrections are needed and fine as long as they do not dig a hole you get stuck in. I believe the uptrend is still intact and the overhead resistance may be met with more buyers than sellers this week. Leading growth stocks appear to be acting well, declining on light volume, allowing me to buy the ones I missed as they pull back and digest recent gains. I missed the solar stock up move mainly because I could not find stocks that met my fundamental criteria. Remember, I'm looking for stocks with at least three consecutive quarters of increasing sales and earnings and have double-digit earnings estimates for next year. It is harder to find stocks with these strict fundamental criteria, especially during these government-mandated economic lockdowns. So PE ratios for these leaders seem to be a little stretched. Software, medical, and chips are the dominant stock theme positions in LionX currently. The Fed increased its balance sheet again last week by about $6 billion, albeit small, but at least it's up instead of down. I remain bullish and plan to get more invested this week as I seek additional positions. If I'm wrong, I plan to get right. So I believe it is okay to be wrong, but it is unacceptable to stay that way. While my trading activity might be relatively high, my goal is to manage risk by limiting drawdowns. There's no guarantee that any investment will achieve its objective, generate positive returns, or avoid losses. I plan to host a Chat with Dex live Q&A webinar on Tuesday, July 28th at 3:15 Central. That's 15 minutes after the market close. Please email me, Dexter@IssacharFund.com, if you want me to send you the invite details. Please tell a friend and join us if you can. God changed my heart. I was asked several times recently, what changed that caused LionX to perform so well last year? Quite simple, it was a heart change. While attending a Kingdom Advisor conference in February 2019, Mark asked me why LionX was not a BRI fund. BRI, which is Biblically Responsible Investing, helps me align my investments with biblical values. I did not have a good answer, but immediately God touched my heart. Minutes later, I watched Robert explain how I could use his software program to exclude bad actors from LionX. A light bulb went off in my head, and God immediately changed my heart. I changed the LionX prospectus in June of 2019 to exclude stocks that do not line up with biblical principles, and that is when the performance began to improve. I started investing in BRI growth stocks with strong fundamentals and sound chart patterns instead of mutual funds and ETFs. Before June of 2019, I was not pleased with my performance. Since I switched to BRI, I'm very pleased with the returns and drawdowns LionX has achieved. Only God could do that. So he gets all the glory. I rest in his wisdom, joy, and peace, knowing that I'm his son, he's my father, and nothing will ever change that relationship. I pray that God would bless you more than he's blessed me, and you would have a personal father-son-daughter relationship with him. For additional information about the fund, including current performance, please visit www.issacharfund.com. Bottom line, I believe the market may penetrate overhead resistance and head higher this week. If that happens, I plan to get more invested. Growth stock leaders still appear to be in charge, and I expect them to continue their advance at least until we get early signs of an economic recovery. Until then, I expect the work-from-home, cloud-based, software, medical, and chip stocks to remain under accumulation by large institutions. I try to follow the big money. If I'm wrong, I will do my best to minimize the drawdown by going back to cash if needed. Do not forget to send me your email to sign up for for the Chat with Dex webinar this Tuesday. May you receive God's unconditional love and live to share it. Romans 13:10. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Amen. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you more abundantly. For more biblical insights on the stock market and how you can take active steps to manage risk in your investment portfolio with the LionX Mutual Fund, please visit www.issacharfund.com. That's ISSACHARFUND.com. Or call 866-787-8355. Be sure and subscribe to the Biblical Stock Market Updates podcast so you don't miss out on our next Biblical Insights on the Stock Market. Hope you have a blessed day. Goodbye. Now for some important compliance disclosures. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the IssacharFund. This and other important information about the fund are contained in the prospectus, which can be obtained by calling 1-866-787-8355 or www.lionx.net. The prospectus should be read carefully before investing. The IssacharFund is distributed by Northern Life Distributors, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Horizon Capital Management is not affiliated with Northern Life Distributors, LLC. Important risk information. Mutual funds involves risks, including the possible loss of principal. An investment in the fund may not be appropriate for all investors. The fund may hold cash positions when the advisor feels that the market is not producing returns greater than the short-term cash investments in which the fund may invest. There is a risk that the sections of the market in which the fund invests will begin to rise or fall rapidly, and the fund will not be able to sell stocks quickly enough to avoid losses or reinvest its cash positions in areas of the advancing market quickly enough to capture the initial returns of changing market conditions. The advisor's judgment about the attractiveness, value, and potential appreciation of particular asset classes and securities in which the fund invests may prove to be incorrect and may not produce the desired results. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. If you know someone who would like to receive this via email, please hit subscribe at lionx.net. Thank you, and God bless.